wildlife documentaries and a nature geek? If you are, you'll love this book. And even if you aren't, you'll still love this book. Hi everyone, and welcome to Cherry Picking Books, where every week we recommend one good book. The pick for this week is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, published in 2018. Set in the 1950s and 1960s of America, the story is about Kya Clark, who lives in a shack right in the middle of a marsh near a town called Barkley Cove in North Carolina. The book oscillates between the present in 1969 and Kya's formative years from 1952 onwards, when she was just 6 years old. Kya's family slowly abandons her, and she has grown up living completely alone right in the middle of a swamp. The swamp is an absolute wasteland associated with castaways and fugitives by the locals, who refer to Kya as the marsh girl, a trashy person, an outcast. For Kya, the marsh is her true home, her safe haven. As a person who has grown up living an utterly and deeply lonely life, Kya finds her true family in the gulls, the swamp birds and the creatures, the trees and the beach. Imagine leading a life like this with absolutely no human contact, to long for the tiniest of human connections and with no one to love you except nature. It's heartbreaking, and sadness is so deeply embedded in Kya. Eventually, she grows up not understanding how to deal with the real world. She's gullible and innocent to the wrong intentions of people. There is a suspense in the form of a murder mystery as well. In the present, that is 1969, a local man is found dead in the marsh, and Kya becomes the obvious and frankly an easy to punish suspect. Throughout the book, there is a sense of gloom and sadness which prevails quite heavily, but nevertheless, the book is amazing. The story is largely about Kya's years growing up in the marsh and her experiences there. We see the America of the 1950s and 1960s in the diction of the local people. We also see a country where black racism is rampant. The title of the book is a phrase suggestive of the deep wilderness, of a place so deep within the marsh that you can find crawdads singing there. The author herself is a wildlife scientist, which is why there are such intricate details of wildlife. Kudos to her fabulous and thorough research. The writing is very heavily descriptive of the marshland, vividly describing the foliage and the creatures found there, with astounding attention to details. You can literally smell the saltiness of the sea. You can imagine yourself right in the middle of the swamp. So if you are a wildlife lover, it's an added bonus for you. Yes, Kya is lonely, but she's a survivor and a fighter. Life has never been fair to her, people have failed her, but she's brave. She's extremely gifted and intelligent. There is a huge romance angle in her life as well, and all's well that ends well, right? Overall, it's a very enjoyable book. If you're a fan of historical fiction, then pick this one up. Enjoy reading!